Welcome to Valerie's Real Talk Podcast. My name is Valerie Smith, and I'm your host. Today is episode 24, and I want to speak to you on the power of extraordinary. This is a very important topic because we are living in a time where things are very distractive. We have a lot of gifted people out here who have extraordinary gifts that needs to be put out in the world. I know this because I know some people, even including myself. And sometimes when we are living in this life that's moving so fast, and you wonder, when do you have time to even dig deep within on the extraordinary gifts that we do have that we can share with the world. I know there was a time that I wonder about my own gifts and how they're perceived and how people look at them. And some, you know, some will accept it and some won't. And I question the source about it. And I know I've had mentioned about dreams, and some people believe in dreams and some people don't. But in my dream, I heard a voice said, because you're extraordinary. And sometimes when we think of extraordinary, it's beyond the ordinary. And what that means is that you're going the extra mile for others. You help others, you're a servant leader for others. You take yourself to the next level, meaning outside of your ego, and you understand that for myself, I put people first. It's not about me, it's about them. And that's what makes you very extraordinary. What do you do that's outside of the ordinary? And it makes a difference in someone's life, in an organization. It brings results to an event because you did something that was extra and beyond what was expected. And that's what brings impact. There are people who are naturally givers, they are naturally servants, like servant leaders. There are individuals that have this way, a light about themselves that attracts people to them because they bring impact. And if you are that person, and sometimes you want to dim your light, I'm here to tell you, don't do it. Because you have something that's great on the inside. You have a light that shines so bright. Because some people don't like it, there are some people who will dim it. And I'm here to tell you, you have something extraordinary that's shining out of with your skills, how you treat people, how you communicate, how you have this empathy and compassion for others. And I'm here to tell you that we are in the year of 2024, and it's time to step out of our hiding our light and being extraordinary and show who you really are. It's sad that we live in a time where we feel like we have to hide to protect ourselves because we don't want to be seen as the person that's getting attention. And it's going to happen. You can't dim your light anymore. You are someone of greatness with great knowledge. And you execute and you go the extra mile for people. That is where maturity comes in. When you have reached a level of maturity, that's where you come into play because you have a higher frequency. When you're at a higher frequency level and you understand your place in the world and your purpose, it makes you extraordinary. Now, does it make you perfect? No. A lot of people, when they look at people who are extraordinary, they don't ask them how they got there. They just thought they always been. It takes time to get to that level. It really does. Because you're learning yourself. There used to be a time where people used to say, me, 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 me. And then now is we. I'm here to let you know. Everybody has their time when they're going to go from ordinary to extraordinary. Does it take time? Yes. Is it labeled as perfect? For some people, they will look at a person as extraordinary, as perfect. I don't care where they are. They said they're lucky and they're perfect. But I'm here to let you know is that when you see someone that brings impact and they have a shine and they are called upon or talked about, ask them, what was their life like before they became extraordinary? Because to be extraordinary is maturity, because your light is on. I know my light bulb came on at 31, and it really came on at 35. And the thing is, as you get older, your light starts to blossom with maturity, and you will know it, and you can't hide it. But I'm here to let you know, don't hide your gifts. Don't hide who you are. Because why? When you raise your level of energy and frequency, and you understand life, you understand what the world is all about. Where you used to be reactive, now you're proactive. You see? A lot of people don't understand until they get there. And that's what's going to make you extraordinary. Can you feel it? And if you're that person, I don't want you dimming your light. I want you to say, I am who that I am. Because when you say, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am knowledge, I am extraordinary, it's just going to raise the frequency higher and higher and higher. And the more extraordinary you are, the more people are going to be attracted to you because you have something of greatness. And I'm here to give you some homework. And I will say that I want you to sit back and think about what I said about being extraordinary. And even if you're ordinary, start looking at your life. Are you doubting yourself that you can't do it? And I want you to take yourself to the next level. The next level, even as reading a book, connecting with people, networking with like-minded people that are saying yes to their gifts and talents and just being themselves. Take yourself and elevate, because that's what we need to do in this world that's in darkness. We need to bring that light back into our world to be an extraordinary beings, because we need to be united as humanity. I want to say thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you next week for episode 25.